You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hyderabad's real estate seems to be on a roll. Wondering why? Well, techies working in the city have a role to play here. I'll shortly share with you how. You are tuned into Top News Podcast on CNBCTV18.com and this is your host Kanishka Sarkar. I'm back here with the latest in stock markets, electric vehicles, Rajya Sabha elections and more. First up, here's how the stock market fared on June 10. Investors lost more than 3 lakh crore rupees as the market continued to fall a day after a breather, whereas the rupee fell to a record low. Investors around the globe are worried about the impact of aggressive hikes in COVID-era interest rates on economic growth. Across-the-board selling pulled the headline indices, Sensex and Nifty, lower, with financial, oil and gas and IT shares being the biggest contributors to the losses. Sensex fell as much as 1,114 points, or 2%, to 54,206 during the session, and the broader Nifty slid to as low as 16,170, down 300 points or 1.9% from its previous close. One of the stocks in focus was Bajaj Auto, whose shares rose in early trade but were back in the red territory ahead of two-wheeler makers' new electric vehicle production line launch. Yesterday, the firm also announced that its board would consider a buyback of shares next week. The downtrend in Bajaj Auto shares comes as inflation fears have gripped investors all over the world. The US inflation data later in the day is expected to affect global markets further. Bajaj Auto launched a new electric vehicle production line at its plant in Maharashtra's Akurdi. With the new EV unit, it plans to scale up production of Chetak and future EVs to about 5 lakh a year in the future course. However, the company's stock ended 0.04% lower. Diagnostic stocks such as Dr. Lal Path Labs, Thyrocare and Metropolis were also in focus once again after a lull that lasted months. This is following a near one-sided rally in the depths of the pandemic. With the rise of daily COVID infections in the country, analysts say it may be an opportune time for investors to take positions in these stocks, especially those who missed the bus in the heart of the pandemic. Hemang Jani, a retail equity strategist at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, views the recent correction in diagnostic companies as a good opportunity for long-term investors. Moving on, shares of Axis Bank and HDFC were also in focus. Morgan Stanley maintained its overweight rating on Axis Bank on the back of its robust asset quality, improved balance sheet and revenue granularity. The brokerage firm has a target price of 910 rupees on Axis Bank shares, which is an upside of 38% from its current market price. According to Morgan Stanley, tech investments have improved, which has led to accelerated growth. Shares of the bank fell 1% in morning trade, but made a U-turn in midday trading. However, it ended 0.2% lower. HDFC shares also fell a day after HDFC raised its retail prime lending rate, that is RPLR, or the rate at which housing financiers lend to most creditworthy customers, by 50 basis points. Investors, however, are also watchful of the US inflation data. HDFC shares ended the day more than 2% lower. Now moving on to some updates on the economy. Former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan is of the view that inflation peak is yet to come. Rajan said that there's a case to be made that there are still some effects, for example, the recent oil price increases, which will feed into both headline inflation and eventually into the core. So, it may be that we haven't yet seen the peak of inflation yet. But the important question that the Fed has, according to Rajan, is also how much it will take in terms of higher interest rates to bring it down. Next up, turns out the boom in tech salaries is helping home prices in Hyderabad, where rates haven't declined since 2014. The city's residential market has emerged as the best performer compared to other metros in terms of property price to income ratio, according to a recent report by Telangana government's Municipal Administration and Urban Development. The ratio between the price of a median home and the rate of the median annual household income in a particular area is used to measure the affordability of homes. The report says that the city is ranked top in terms of most affordable residential market among 7 metros, with an average rate of 4,450 rupees per square foot. About 24,300 residential units were sold in the city during 2021, which is a 147% growth compared to COVID-hit 2020. According to the report, Hyderabad had not seen a single year of decline in average price per square foot since 2014, which is when the formation of Telangana took place. Despite no price correction, inventory has halved in the last 1 year. Veera Babu, the managing director at Hyderabad and East India, Cushman and Wakefield, a global commercial real estate services firm, said that the boom in residential market could be attributed to employment generation in the city. Moving on the political front, voting was underway for 16 Rajya Sabha seats at the time of recording. This is from four states that fell vacant due to retirement of members between June and August. Elections are being held for 6 seats in Maharashtra, 4 each in Rajasthan and Karnataka, and 2 in Haryana. Results are expected to be declared today itself. Lastly, here's a look at the technology that helped Meghalaya win a UN award. Meghalaya recently won the Best Project Award at the United Nations World Summit on the Information Society held in Geneva for its paperless governance initiative called e-proposal system. The initiative is a part of Meghalaya Enterprise Architecture set up in 2019 as part of the Digital India mission. This was to improve service delivery to the state's residents. The goal of MEGH-EA, implemented by the state's planning department, is to standardize and organize the government department's IT structure. As part of the program, the state government rolled out e-proposal system, which claims to have eliminated 75% of government's internal paperwork. The government has claimed that the system automates sanctions and administrative approvals for proposals submitted by all departments and directorates. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.